Psalms chapter 57. I have two messages this morning. I have a short message, then I have my regular message. Before I read my text, I want to say something to you this morning that I feel like as a minister of Christ probably needs to be said. And it's concerning suicide, concerning one taking their own life. I think probably this week, especially this week, some things were emphasized that needed to be emphasized, but I think something else was not emphasized. And for obvious reasons, we don't put a lot of emphasis on some things when a tragedy like this takes place, and there's reason we don't. We don't dwell on them. But I think it needs to be said. And that's why I want to say something about it this morning. Suicide is an awful thing. It's a dreadful thing. I cannot stress how awful suicide is. There's never any justification for it. It's not a way out. It's not an escape. It's awful. Suicide is awful. And I want to give you four quick reasons why it's awful for anyone to take their own life. First, and it's very obvious, and this is something I think all of us felt, and we feel. Suicide, in so many cases, is selfish. It's self-pity. It's desiring sympathy from others and go to the extremes to get it. It's not wanting to suffer. It's not wanting to be embarrassed. And that's awful to have such an attitude of self-pity that one would take their own life. But in so many cases, that's it. Secondly, it's an awful thing because it breaks the heart of the loved ones who are left behind. I think if people would consider that, they would reconsider what they're about to do. And it not only breaks the heart of the family and those that love them, but how often does a family member, a spouse, wind up blaming themselves? What could I have done? How could I have stopped this? I didn't do enough. And they carry such a burden the rest of their life. That's awful, isn't it? You take a child whose dad or grandfather or uncle or somebody that they were new to has committed suicide, and they usually carry the stigma of that the rest of their life. I think we've all had family members that did that, and we go the rest of our life. My dad, yes, my dad did that. Yes, my uncle did that. It's a stigma, and it should be. Thirdly, if one who is a professing Christian, one who professes the truth, does such a thing, it throws others into doubt of his profession. Did they truly believe what they said, or did they not? Can a true believer commit suicide? You know, I just about imagine that there is no sin a true believer cannot commit except the sin against the Holy Spirit, unpardonable sin. When you say that, when you say there's just about no sin that a true believer cannot commit, but here's the thing about a true believer. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth him from all sin. I've said this, and I think I'm willing to stay by this, and I think the Scripture would prove this. If a person is in Christ, they are in Christ forever. There's no sin that can get you out of Christ. If you're in Christ today, you're in Christ tomorrow. A believer may get into such a state of mind because of depression or chemical imbalance. There's no telling what he might do to himself or other. But regardless of the reason, if we know it or we don't know it, regardless of the reason, if one who professes to know the truth takes his own life, it leaves us in doubt. Does it not? It leaves us in doubt. We can't help that. If somebody says, I have no doubt whatsoever. I wonder if you've really weighed out the issue then. Because suicide is a horrible crime against heaven. It's a horrible sin. Fourthly, suicide is a horrible sin because it confuses the lost. Great confusion to lost people. Here you have somebody who professed to know God, who professed that God was sovereign, that God ruled over every minute detail of life, and he was willing or she was willing to submit to that rule and be happy in it, and now they've taken their own life? How can this be? It leaves the lost confused as to what they should believe themselves. Should I believe what he believed? Should I believe what they believed? Look what they did, and they said they believed. Fifthly, it brings a great reproach on the name of God. It brings a great reproach on God's name. It reproaches the Lord Jesus Christ. It gives great occasion to the enemy to reproach. We do that by our sins when we sin against the Lord. Sixthly and lastly, we would say that in most cases, suicide is self-murder. To take one's own life out of selfish reasons, out of reasons of fear of the future, whatever it is, to take one's own life is self-murder. There would be no difference in taking one's own life and calling it murder as taking someone else's life and calling it murder. And we know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. So that's what we say. It's no way out. It's not the answer. If you've got that in your head, for God's sake, put it out of your head. And I don't know about you, but your pastor has been there. I've talked to other pastors who have been there, but that's no way out. In these times of trials and stress and uncertainties, you and I should be more aware of others. Let us be more aware and more diligent and attentive to the needs of others. Let us be more perceptive to people's conditions. Let us be more perceptive to somebody being down, to somebody being discouraged, and visit them or talk to them and spend time with them. It could be that under God, we may stop somebody from taking their own life. How many times has it been said, someone came to another person and say, I thank God for you because I was ready to destroy myself. And you called me. You came and visited me. You came and encouraged me. John Warburton went to a place in London to preach down on the bay next to the river. And there was a little congregation there that he preached to, and he left and walking across the yard. And a lady come hollering to him, preacher, preacher. And he stopped and she said, you don't know me. And I didn't even know this church was here. But she said, I came here to throw myself in this lake and to destroy myself. I heard you preaching about this Christ. And she said, I've changed my mind. I want to be saved. So we need to be more aware, don't we? More aware of the needs of the other people. Under God, we may cause somebody to change their mind.